The Four Invites Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show for another hour of the best fall and fall adjacent music. And hello to my mum, who, as regular listeners know, listens to the first 30 seconds or so of every show just to hear my dulcet tones. And this, of course, is the moment where she hits stop, because I'm now going to play something by The Fall. This is Wings.
Wait.
Wings, recorded at Larry's Hideaway in Toronto in April 1983. Now for a request, or perhaps more accurately, a recommendation. Keg, also known as Simon Jenkins, bass player in the Container Drivers, who I played a few shows back, has suggested this as a Fall-influenced song. This is Beach Buggy.
I bought her in Bakersfield, California. I was testing jets at the time.
General Electric Pilot by Beach Buggy from their 1998 debut album Unsafe at Any Speed. It was recommended, as I said, by Keg, who I first met on Scopitones, the Wedding Present online fan forum. And one of Beach Buggy's founder members, Darren Belk, also known as Jack Straker, played in the Wedding Present in the mid-90s. Now, for another live track from the Fall, this is Middle Class Revolt, recorded in New York in September 94. We'll be right back.
was tattered and thin, but all of the men were jealous of his natural charm. You could always see him on the street with a beautiful dish on each arm, jealous of his natural charm.
Little Scratch, a Captain Beefheart outtake from 1972. In early 1988, the Fall recorded four songs for Piccadilly Radio, a session that nobody seems to know a great deal about. Even the exact recording date is unknown, although it was definitely broadcast on the 25th of February. From it, this is Carry Bag Man.
Carry bags strewn all around the room. Time.
That was the wonderfully named Locust Fudge with Cannibal Man, their take on Carrie Bag Man. Locust Fudge were a German band formed by Dirk Dresselhaus and Christopher Uhe, I hope I've said that correctly, in 1991. And that track appeared on the tribute album Perverted by Marky Smith, from which I've played a few songs on previous shows. The Night, the Devil and Death is one of the Four's lesser-known songs. It appeared in 1992 as one of the B-sides on the Ed's Babe single, and it's one of those Four tracks that is notable for not really sounding very much like the Four at all. This is partly, although not entirely, because MES doesn't perform the vocal, which is provided by Cassell Webb, who was also a backing vocalist on Extricate, Shiftwork and Code Selfish, and her husband Craig Leon also played on and co-produced those three albums. The song was probably inspired by Ella Laughlin's book The Night, Death and the Devil, a novelisation of the life of Hermann Göring.
Out of this town.
Elder by Pavement, a band clearly influenced by The Fall, and as we know, a regular subject for MES's disdain. To make another connection, The Wedding Present, who I mentioned earlier, did a rather good cover of this song, and it appeared on the 12-inch of their Brassneck single. Now, anyone who has an interest in the minutiae of The Fall's history will doubtless be aware of renowned Fall detective Danny Noe. Dan's most famous achievement was probably the unearthing of the Virgin Trains magazine that provided the source material for the Essence of Tongue section on Dr. Buck's letter. Here's Dan talking about his special Fall song, and given his choice, the sound quality of his recording seems entirely appropriate.
This is Dan. Online, I go by the name Danny Noe. I'm perhaps best known for annoying people by obsessively researching The Fall and Fall-related trivia. I don't have a favourite Fall song. How can anyone? But I do have a favourite Fall album, which is Levitate. Levitate is not The Fall's best album. It's a mad, chaotic, difficult, divisive record, made in what sound like mad, chaotic, difficult, divisive circumstances. The sound of a group that was falling apart. The sound, perhaps, of Marquis Smith falling apart. Scanlan already gone, Bricks gone for the second time, Wollstonecraft gone during the recording. The end of an era in many ways, the climax of difficult times for The Fall, with Burns and Hanley out of the group less than a year later. Especially difficult times to be a Fall fan. Difficult times to be The Fall, I guess. A lot of people didn't like Levitate, but I thought it was amazing. I still think it's amazing. I will always think it's amazing. I can't even begin to explain how much this record means to me. And tucked away at the end of this mad, chaotic, difficult, divisive record, track 13 of 14, is Levitate, the title song. The Fall song I love the most, on the Fall album I love the most. A song I love even more than the quartet of Doc Shanley, Old Gang, which I also love to bits. An overlooked gem of a track. I remember hearing it for the first time and having to play it again straight away. I still can't listen to it once at a time. Compared with what has gone before on the record, all the beeping and clattering and falling apart, it's a strangely calm, simple, straightforward, weirdly beautiful little song. It starts with ominous buzzing, but instead of crashing into another spluttering drum and bass tornado, it resolves instead into this really addictive melody. People who know about these things will tell you that the production is all wrong. Well, there's very little bass that I can hear. It's way too trebly. MES sounds like he's singing through gritted teeth. The lyrics are simultaneously apparently clear and yet completely obscure. What is he on about? I've no idea. But I can hear regret in there, and bitterness, and contempt, and exhaustion, and defiance, and levitation. This is Marquis Smith still going, despite everything, somehow managing to make this mess sound life-affirming, to overturn expectations, and not allowing anything or anyone to stop him from doing what he wants to do, even if it's not what he should be doing. And it turns out, of course, that that is what he will do for the rest of his life. Thank you, Marquis Smith, for everything, particularly for Levitate.
Talking about his house. Yeah.
The title track of the difficult but very rewarding Levitate LP, The Choice of Danny No. This is the Buzzcocks. Buzzcocks with Nothing Left, recorded for a BBC session in 1978, and I'd like to dedicate that song to my good friend Harry from the Wedding Present Forum. One more Four live track now, followed by a spot of Frank Zappa.
Enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if you played it on the saxophone. We was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar. One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more. People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. His good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
Joe's Garage, or garage, where I come from, the title song of Frank Zappa's 1979 three-part rock opera. And before that you heard Calendar, a song MES co-wrote with Damon Goff, also known as Badly Drawn Boy, and that was recorded in New York in 1998. This week's final track is Jam, with three M's, a pleasingly lengthy outtake version of Jam Song from Remit. Thanks for listening.
It started one afternoon when the rail became on. It erased the brain of the man we had been. Now we have to make sure the air state and sound. Now we have to make sure the air state and sound. It started one afternoon. It started too soon. It erased the brain of a man we all held dear. Now we have to make sure it's safe and sound and clear. And the dormant channel of the year will be on course again. We have to make sure the dormant channel of you. Why don't you stop driving around? Stop drugging around the city. Irritate me as some of you do. Don't go back. Go back and burn. Yeah, I'm a wealthy
The Fall in Fights Radio Show.